February 12th, 2020. This is Filmcast, episode 34. That has some sort of significance, but I don't know what. Once again, coming to you high atop the Creolco World Headquarters building in beautiful downtown Otley, Iowa. This episode is brought to you by Creolco. When you need to get really, really close to it all, Creolco. This episode is all about conflict. No, we're not fighting. Lizzie and I were at Conflict in Seattle 2 weeks ago, had an amazing time, met lots of wonderful people, hung out with a lot of people we already knew, played a lot of music. I also bought a lot of music because, you know, it's me. And then tomorrow we're in Boston, where I expect similar things to happen. So, if you have music you think we should hear, yours or someone else's, point me toward it. Bandcamp pages, CD Baby pages, and websites, we're always playing new music. And if you hear something that you like, you can go to filkcast.blogspot.com for links to all of the music that I have played on Filkcast. Support Filk and Filkers, support independent music. Now let's get the music going. I had never met Cecilia Eng. I had heard other folks do her songs, but never met her. Happy to say that has changed. I have a couple of her CDs now and expect to hear a lot from them because she's amazing. This is Cecilia Eng from Of Shoes and Ships with Morgaine at Ivriel.
Dying sun, I must go on. five fought at Irien, where all were lost but one. Alone, I swear, I'll finish what's begun. And the gates stretch on unnumbered through the stars, and I'll never know how many gates there are. While there's yet one gate beneath the dying sun, I must go on. Lonely is my road, I need a good friend at my side. I'd like to share the hopes and dreams I've hidden deep inside. So come with me to other times, follow me through space. We shall close the doors left by another race.
And the gates stretch on unnumbered through the stars, and we'll never know how many gates there are.
We'll lose friends and hearts desire beyond each slowly fading fire. But while there's yet one gate beneath the dying sun,
same thing with Char McKay. I'd heard a lot about her, heard some of her songs, but never by her. I put this disc into rip, and I listened to a song, and I just wanted to sit and listen to the entire album. And I don't have time for that right now, because I got a lot of stuff I got to listen to. So little bits and pieces, and came up with this one. This is Char McKay from Through the Door with Friend Owl.
Softly in their nest, feathers in my hair. Friend owl, I was so innocent. I didn't know the terror comes when the wonder's spent. But you think your eyes turn away. No clever answer here today. To the forest.
Do not make blind lemming chiffon angry. He will take what you do and turn it into a really witty song. This song destroys me every time I listen to it. It starts sounding like a mildly silly parody of Girl That's Never Been. And by the end of the song, he's just utterly destroyed you. Just with the truth. This is one of my favorite songs right now. It's not released yet. He very kindly gave me a CD of stuff that is coming out later this year. This is Blind Lemming Chiffon from Round Trip on a One-Way Street with the First Woman on the Moon.
About 60 years ago, on a classic TV show that started on one cool October night, there was me and Ralph, I guess, Ed and Trixie and the rest, the Bickersons all boxed in black and white. Now I'm up here on the moon, like some strange Nick Downs cartoon, and some say domestic violence is to blame. But I just ignore the threats, breathe in deep, try to forget. It was only television, and that Alice is my name. Save me, I've lost my identity. I'm more than some silly cartoon. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I am Alice, the first woman on the moon. How I got here, I don't know. How could such a thing be so? But do you ask, how could Bart Simpson still be 10? I hang on to what I see, help to build this colony, turning negatives to positives again. But sometimes I feel alone, so I call Ralph on the phone, and the prison says he's out now on parole. He's on the no-fly list. I tell him he won't be missed, for I no longer need him or anyone to make me whole. Save me, I've lost my identity. I'm more than some silly cartoon. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I am Alice, the first woman on the moon. So I go out to the space bar in my jumpsuit late at night, sip an ice pina colada, trying hard not to get tight, when a face that seems familiar smiles across the room at me. Could that be the person I've seen on TV? She sits down with a grin. I say, Alice, how have you been? How is Tommy? How are Vera, Mel, and Flo? We both sip on our drinks. I really don't know what to think. She says, you're not the only Alice here, you know. To understand, there's that one from Wonderland and the one from Arlo Guthrie's restaurant. No one's really who they seem. We're all characters in dreams. And I close my eyes and beg her, can I be an astronaut? Save me, I've lost my identity. I'm more than some silly cartoon. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. I'm Alice, the first woman on the moon. Silly Alice, you're a star, so that's exactly what you are. And that's how you got to be up here with me. Then she hums a Gershwin tune and says, up here on the moon, there really isn't anything that you can't be. Shall I tell you, Mrs. Meadows, something everybody here knows? That black eye you have was not caused by a fall. And I almost want to tell her that I know I'm in a shelter, and I'm painfully aware that I'm not on the moon at all. Save me, save me, I've lost my identity. I feel like I've been here before. Help me get back on the path that was meant for me. Help me to walk out that door. And Alice doesn't live here anymore.
So Conflict has kindly allowed me to play some of the songs from the CD that they give out each year, just so you know what you missed. I'm including a link to the Twitch channel also, where you can see some of the concerts, because they did live stream a fair amount of them. So Allegra Sloman was a marvelous toasted master, as she referred to herself. Her concert was marvelous. I want a CD. I want more music by her. But she had a track on the Conflict CD. This is Allegra Sloman with Galus and Nicholas.
Did you go straight to a shrine when you got off the boat? And did you pray? Ask for something special, maybe self-restraint. God's own grace to hide your shame. I am not the kind of person that these things happen to, and yet these things happen. Things things happen to, and yet these things happen because of you.
I've said it many times now. Put out a CD. Put things up on Bandcamp. Record more stuff. Don't make me fly over there. Or do, because it'd be nice to see you again. This is Yayla Schmidt with Hold My Hand.
I'm always surprised that not everybody knows the feeling of dread and fear that only grows and grows. Till it covers everything, swallows every hope. And I just wish that someone could help me cope. When the brightness hurts my eyes, will you hold my light? Will you keep it safe, burning through the night? Doesn't dim it, doesn't steal the glow, so I can rest and sleep and be sure to know that when the shadows lift and I can once more see, you are there and can return my light to me. I know that when it hits me, I always turn away, that I grow cold and distant and keep people at bay. When you cannot read my tone, my stance or my face, it means I have already lost the race. When the brightness hurts my eyes, will you hold my light? Steal the glow, so I can rest and sleep and be sure to know that when the shadows lift and I can once more see, you are there and can return my light to me. When I push you away is when I need your aid. When I say that I'm afraid, when I end each sentence laughing, when I smile too bright, it means I really need you by my side. When the brightness hurts my eyes, will you hold my light? Will you keep it safe, burning through the night? Doesn't dim it, doesn't steal the glow, so I can rest and sleep and be sure to know that when the shadows lift and I can once more see, you are there and can return my light to me. Please take care and then return my light to me.
Seeing Daniela Festi was mind-opening. She's an amazing performer, songwriter, storyteller, and it didn't hurt that Sonny and Betsy played with her. But this is one of the most fun sets I've seen in years, and this is one of her songs in English. This is Daniela Festi with The Road.
Thank you. speak. Now I can't get overt. I travel since years through foreign lands, play a part in their stories that they can't understand. All my dreams and all my demons, all my fears and my glee, I follow the road and they come with me. All my dreams and all my demons, they are with me on my track.
Christoph Clover wasn't at the con, but he was on the CD. So this is Christoph with True Places.
I got lost on my way to Lake Wobegon. I got lost somewhere north of St. Paul. When I started to stray, I tried to ask the way, but I don't speak Minnesotan at all. I wanted to go to town in the snow, where true love never dies, where your neighbor's a friend who will never reject you, even if you're kind of shy. It isn't on the map. True places never are. I haven't found it yet, but it's not far. I'm sure I belong in Lake Wobegon. I'm sure it's as real as can be, where the nights are so long, the women are strong, and the men are all good-looking like me. I wanted to roam, but I had to go home, where the neighbors are rude as can be, and the sweet young lady in the corner apartment won't even stop to talk to me. It isn't on the map. True places never are. I haven't found it yet, but it's not far. I was lonely back home in Sheboygan, so lonely, but what could I do? I'm handsome but shy, and I thought I might die without a powder milk biscuit or two. But I smile and I greet all the people I meet, and I think I've broken the ice, 'cause the sweet young lady in the corner apartment has noticed that I'm really nice. I invited her over for a jello salad, and we talked the whole night through. So if you can't make your way to Lake Wobegon, bring Lake Wobegon to you.
And now back to new CDs that I bought. This is the last CD that I didn't own by Seanan McGuire. And I wish she'd make her stuff available online. Seanan, put everything up on Bandcamp. It's worth it. From Creature Feature, this is Seanan McGuire with The Circle We Form.
A little more chases a boat through a storm. There's no way that we could have known. A moment of loss and a lifetime of pain. A moment and everything's gone. And there in the cold, stretching out like the Arctic, the ghost of a little boy judges and blames. The hearers forget that the living need loving. Those who survive have to shoulder their shame. Thrown away jungle, the lost and the living must try to unite. The hope can remain in the strangest of places, and even the lost can remember the light. I am saying goodbye to the daylight. I am heading out into the black. I am keeping the promise I gave them. Children grow older. I know that our stories must end, but I have to believe that we're stronger in the circle we form with our friends. A little boy mourns for a little boy lost. Our voices drift out of the dark. The summertime sun.
sun never touches the frost, but all that it takes is a spark. A little boy turns and a little boy stands. There's more here to win than to lose. We own what we build with our hearts and our hands. There's some fights that we can't refuse. And there in the places I see when I'm dreaming, the ghosts of the children we were linger still. And I see them standing like heroes or angels, bound fast by a quest that they had to fulfill. And here in my stronghold of age and of distance, I hear the phone ringing and calling me back. And we all gave our word, and I fear that it's binding. I'm leaving the blue, heading into the black. I am saying goodbye to daylight. Strike twice, can the circle we swore upon hold? To stand in the light, we must all pay a price and pray that our story gets told. And down in the darkness where lost children wait, a newspaper boat sails across to the sea. And we have a chance, and our choice has been made. I love you so much, this is how we break free.
Finally got to meet Alyssa, a.k.a. Rhiannon's Lark. I've been ranting about her all year, and seeing her live reinforced that. It was an amazing show. So from Skyfall of Phoenix, this is Rhiannon's Lark with Tiny Kraken.
Tiny Kraken, you are so adorable, makes me want to sigh. Kraken, safe under the water, how could anyone fear you? Little Kraken, exploring your tide pool, your first teeth have just come in. Toddler Kraken, wondering how the world works, you're just learning how to swim. Ooh, but the world makes assumptions. When you've got a big head and tentacles, if you're not the hero, then you must be the villain, and you're just not quite hero stuff. must be the villain, and you're just not quite hero stuff. Full-grown Kraken, now it's time to prove yourself. You know what they all expect. Adult Kraken, chaos follows in your wake. Men in ships alike, all villain. You'll be the greatest villain yet. Decades of despair all across the seas. 20,000 leagues are the Lord of the Rings. Stout men's hearts will slacken when they hear. Release the Kraken!
I'm always looking for folk events, house folks, concerts, bands on tour, and in any country. If you're a folker and you're playing at your local coffee house, let me know and I'll talk about it. I want Folkcast to be the place where you can find out about folk everywhere. So what's going on? Let's talk about conventions. Capricorn, February 13th through the 16th in Wheeling, Illinois. Cliff Flint, Amy McNally, Bill Roper, Debbie Gates, The Courtesan and the Cabin Boy, Gundo, Jen Midkiff, Kathy McManaman and Jason Nirenberg, Moonshine, Court and Country, Klingon Pop Warrior, and the Thieving Magpies. Boscone, February 14th through 16th in Boston. My band, Cheshire Moon, Where the Goes. There'll be bunches of theme circles, songs about Mars, body songs, songs of science, and lots more. Gems of the Nesva Hymnals, led by Irwin S. Filthy Pierre Strauss. There'll be songs based on the Boscone 57 art show. And Adam Stemple and Brimstone Ryan present Distant Stars in Irish Bars. There'll be all kinds of workshops. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We have MarsCon, Funny Music Central, in Minneapolis, March 28th through March 1st. Lauren Mayer, Luke Ski, Cornflake, Michael William Hunter, Carl Brown, Brett Glass, Mikey Mason, Devo Spice, Mark with a C, TV's Kyle and Linzilla, Beth Kinderman and the player characters, as well as the Space Oddity Music Club and Brew Pub. Cleveland Concoction, March 20th through the 22nd in Cleveland. The musico is Mark Gunn. Shows, Beth Kinderman and the player characters will be performing at the Big Turn Music Festival in Red Wing, Minnesota on Saturday, February 22nd. We still have some fundraisers going. The Space Oddity Music Club and Brew Pub is raising money for their annual party room at MarsCon. And their jam sessions and bands playing and all kinds of stuff. San Francisco Phantom lost Riley Ortega just not too long ago. She ran the Consuite at Consonance for quite a few years. Please help out her family with the funeral expenses. Thank you for listening to episode 34. You can find playlists and links at philcast.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Philcast will be back February 26th. As always, send me requests, send me music, send me links to music, always looking for new stuff. Just got an email while I was recording this. Someone going, would you play my stuff? And my answer is yes. Please let me know what you think of the show. You can leave comments on Blogspot or Facebook. You can leave reviews on iTunes. You can also email me directly at ericcoleman@gmail.com. Please help spread the word. If you're willing to be part of the street team, I posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot page and on Facebook, one in color, one in black and white, that you can print out and put on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. Vanessa Cardui and Lizzie bonded over Greek mythology. It happens. Vanessa is funny, she's serious, she's clever, she's an amazing performer. I just bought everything that she had on her because, you know, that's what I do. But this seems to be the best way to end this show. This is Vanessa Cardui from Filk and Cookies with That Hat Makes You Look Like an Idiot. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Orange and yellow, delightfully ill-suited to your complexion. Made by some industrious brown coat to keep you warm at this chilly convention. I smile and I wave and to get your attention with only the purest of friendly intentions. Call over the crowd, I'll admit a bit loud. That hat makes you look like an idiot. It's red and orange and yellow, made with love by a criminal's mother. It's a hat that we wear for the love that we share for a ship and a crew and each other. It's whimsical, cheerful, and charming, but nobody really looks good in it. So shout out with pride, but cannot be denied. This hat makes us all look like idiots. This hat makes us all look like idiots. I'm crestfallen, embarrassed, forlorn, and contrite at the way that your face just descended. It would seem that insulting your very fine hat did not break the ice as intended. I meant what I said with the utmost sincerity, all in the spirit of fan solidarity. Guess you don't know I was quoting the show, and that makes us both look like idiots. It's red and orange and yellow, made with love by a criminal's mother. It's a hat that we wear for the love that we share for a ship and a crew and each other. It's whimsical, cheerful, and charming, but nobody really looks good in it. So shout out with pride, but cannot be denied. This hat makes us all look like idiots. This hat makes us all look like idiots. Habit of making cool jokes, and especially not to one's face. And you must have found my critique, so to speak, unforgivably lacking in grace. But one day you'll walk in on a shindig or marathon. Think of that hat that you bought at that Comic-Con. Slowly deposit your face in your palm and say to yourself, I'm an idiot. It's red and orange and yellow, made with love by a criminal's mother. It's a hat that we wear for the love that we share for a ship and a crew and each other. It's whimsical, cheerful, and charming, but nobody really looks good in it. So shout out with pride, what cannot be denied. This hat makes us all look like idiots. This hat makes us all look like idiots. It's red and orange and yellow, made with love by a criminal's mother. It's a hat that we wear for the love that we share for a ship and a crew and each other. It's whimsical, cheerful, and charming, but nobody really looks good in it. So shout out with pride, but cannot be denied. This hat makes us all look like idiots. This hat makes us all look like idiots. You can say that it's pretty cunning, but you can't say you really look good in it. That hat makes you look like an idiot. That hat makes you look like an idiot.
Mischief managed.